Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Chof Gimel, and we are holding at the end of the sugya of Takaluhu Resh Lakish to the Ziknei Doron, how they could possibly claim that a Kohen who was Tamei Sheretz would actually be the only case where he wouldn't be Marat on a Yochid, but a Tamei Mate would be Marat on a Yochid because of the fact that since he could be Marat Zibur, we don't really have a Raya that he's going to be Mechal al Avodato in a Korban Yochid. And according to Resh Lakish, the Kal Vachomer ends up contradicting itself because of its implications that the Kohen will end up being more Kal than the actual Mitchaper. Since in the case of someone who's Tamei Mate, he's only Mishaleach Karbonotav Balayla Bidiavad, and therefore we can make the Pircha in terms of the difference between the Lechatchila and Bidiavad. That's what we left it off with yesterday. We're up to the word Meitve, which is 2 lines up from the middle of the page. Meitve. Mipnei Shamru Nazir Va'ose Pesa. Atzitz meratze al tum'at dam, ve'en atzitz meratze al tum'at haguf. Now, we want to ask from a diyuk in the middle of a braita over here. And that is, there's a special halacha, as we know, that the tzitz can be meratze. Now, the tzitz is only meratze on certain cases. And when we talk about the case specifically of a nozer v'ose pesach, that's because the only time, the truth is the tzitz would be meratze on whatever it's meratze, which is the two of the things that are being korev, as we're going to see, and it's meratzes on all karbonis on that level. The only reason we choose the nozer v'ose pesach is because by the nozer v'ose pesach we have the additional problem of the baalim needing to be tar. The nozer needs to be tar because otherwise anyway we would be soter neziruto, assuming that we're talking about tumat d'meit. And the karbon pesach again has to be tar because otherwise we won't have the achilata pesach. So therefore, you're going to be makravitcholo l'shem ochlin, essentially. So now, since it says the nozer v'ose pesach, the tzitz is meratzah only on tumat dam, but not on tumat haguf. So when we say not on tumat haguf, this is actually the middle of a mishnah. So we thought that what it means over here, not on the tumat haguf of the baalim, which would explain why it talks about a nozer v'ose pesach, because those specifically are the cases where the tumat baalim is absolutely essential. What do we care about a tumat baalim when it comes to any other carbon? It's we don't need the baalim to for another carbon. And so Mamela is referring specifically, since there's a problem of achila for the carbon pesah, and there's a din of stirat and nezirut by the carbon nazir, so we want you to know that it's not going to help because the nazir is not going to be able to be mishaleach carbon on top because the tzitz is not going to be marat. So that's what we're thinking that it's talking about now. So here it says, enat tzitz marat. So that would mean if it were done that way, it's not going to help. Now, tell me what exactly it's referring to when it says tuma. First of all, b'man. Ilema b'tumat sheret. What does that supposed to mean, b'tumat sheret? That what? Tzitz is not maratza by a bali mustami sheretz. Why would I need for the tzitz to be maratza? At the time of the shechita of the carbon, it's irrelevant whether the bali mustami. Because we said before that even lechatchila, sholchin v'zorkin al tumat sheretz. So if the guy is tamei sheretz, he is able, lechatchila, to send his carbon without any kind of ritzui tzitz. And by tonight he's going to be tahor, so we don't care that right now he's tamei. That's what you said the Ziknei Doron hold. No. So if that's the case, you already said that that isn't the problem. So therefore, what are we talking about? It's got to be talking about tumat meit. And it says, einatzitz meratzah. And if einatzitz meratzah, then that means that if, in fact, a tamei meit had sent his korban, the Ziknei Doron had claimed that b'diavad, it would be okay, which was the way that they were attempting to get out yesterday of the contradiction that Reish Lakish was screaming about. And here it says beferish that that's not the case. Even the tzitz will not be marat. They said it's not ma'akev, the fact that you're not going to have the oichli. And here it says the tzitz is not maratza. So in other words, if he was shaleach korban otav, he's going to have to bring a korban pesach sheni because his first pesach was not kosher. So how could the Ziknei Doron get away with saying, well, the truth is, if he had sent it, b'diavad, it would have been kosher. Then what do we need a ritzui tzitz? Obviously, without the ritzui tzitz, there's nothing kosher. Saying there's no ritzui tzitz. So this is a problem. So you see from here, Vikatani, Ein Hatzitz Meratzeh, Alma Nitmu Ba'alim B'meit, Ein Mishachin Kovenoteim. So now the Ziknei Dorom have no basis in the understanding of the Halacha L'Meshmi Sinai, which has to do with the definition of retreat its owner to Masad Hormuz really later. Says the Gemara, Lo. We're talking about the Tumas Ba'alim B'meit. Idit Mu Ba'alim B'meit Hachinami. There's no problem. Be mishaleach your korban. The problem is here we're talking about achbay eskinim kagon shenit makoyin b'sheretz, which is exactly what they said the Ziknei Dorom. If the kohen is tameh b'mei, then he would be meratzeh b'diavad. If he's tameh b'sheretz, then even b'diavad he's not going to be meratzeh because that's where it says v'lo yichalal. Okay, so then this supports the Ziknei Dorom. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Yochi Ema Seifa. Nitma to Mata to home. Now this at least whatever we were talking about in the Reish, continues the Mishnah. If the case was, however, that it was Tumata home, a Tumata home means that there is no way for that suffix to be Mivura. Kigon Shaloy Ada Adam the Tumazo Meolam. Classic example of somebody drowns in a river. And now we find the body in the river after someone had walked over it, and now it became Nitma. So we have that is not six of the Naziris, and that the question over here is that the tzitz, would it be Maratza? Normally it wouldn't, but if it was Tumata Tohum, the tzitz is Maratza. And you're claiming that what we're talking about over here is that the Kohen was Tomei Bisharet, not Tumatme. That's how you were trying to learn this, Alibet Ziknei Dorom. Well, then you got a slight problem, because Atani Rebbe Chia, that Lo Amru Tumata Tohum, Elalameit Bilvad. There is no such halacha l'moshe miSinai as a tumat sheretz shelo yada adam mi'olam. So therefore, what would the Mishnah be talking about? Obviously, it's got to be talking about the kohen that was nipa b'meit. But if it's saying ein hatzitz meratzeh, that means that if a yochid was b'shaleach korbanotav, it's not going to be kosher anyway when it comes to tumat meit. Now what are you going to do? I mean, isn't lemate the word lemate bilvad? Doesn't that mean lemute mai? Lav lemute tumat atom de sheret? No, lemute tumat atom de ziva. Actually, if we're talking about over here the kohen, so maybe it's only maratza. It's only a not considered to be tumat atom. Let's say that we have the type of suffix that could not be divine. Maybe he was reya, his third reya, as a possibility of a third reya because it was beit hashmash. So it could be that one Riyah was today and one Riyah is tomorrow. But of course, Ben Hashmash, Sofik Ben Ayom, Sofik Ben Alayla, we don't know. Or possible cases that Thesva suggests, because it's already dependent on Machloikas, that there was a Riyah later, which then was Seisr, his day of Sphira. So there was no way to know it was going to be Riyah later. So all of that is called Tumas HaTaim. And there's no such halakha of Tumas HaTaim. The Tumas HaTaim is where there is something in the Taim. Not where there's some type of theoretical suffix that we have. There's a Sheretz in the Taim, so maybe that ain't a Finami. It would be the equivalent of Tumas HaTaim. Says the Rav Allah, how the boy Rami Bar. So then, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the case of Ziknei Dorom. So how do you explain the fact that Rami Bar Chama raises the question, is a Kohen who's being Meratze a Korban, is there a din of Tumata Tahom or not? Understand? That's what we're talking about. But what's he asking? Olohu Tradlo Tumata Tahom. Tivshet to Tumata Tahom Uchrolo. It's clear from this Mishnah. The Hocha B'Kohen Kaimina. We're talking about a Kohen. See, Bishleim, the way we understood it, L'Katchila, that we're talking about the Ba'alim. So then, okay, you have a good question. Very interesting question, Gabi Tumata Ba'alim. If it was Tumata Tahom, so the tzitz will be what about the Kohen, as Rami Bar Chama? The way the Ziknei Dorom are learning, we were never talking about the Tumata Ba'alim. We were talking about the very case that Rami Bar Chama is asking, gee, I wonder what the din would be. Well, that's what the whole Mishnah is talking about. Hocha B'Kohen Kaimina. No, that's no question. The Rami Bar Chama obviously is polite. Rami Bar Chama argues on the Ziknei Dorom. He understands the whole Mishnah as talking about the Tuma of the Ba'alim, and he holds, the way almost everyone else holds, which was Tam approach of the Mishnah, and Tamid Nishkat, and so on, that a Tomei mate cannot be Mishaleh Korbanotav. Fine. That's definitely Pauling. You wanted to know how did the Ziknei Dorom understand the nature of the Mishnah, the Din of Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, and so on. That's not the way Rami Bar Chaim understood it. Says the Gemara, very interestingly, Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya that Rami Bar Chama's approach was itself wrong, because it says over here we're medayik in the Sifra. V'nasa Aharon et Avon Hakodashim. The Torah says when it comes to the din of the seed. So it says Vayal Metzach Aharon V'nasa Aharon et Avon Hakodashim Asher Yakdishu Bnei Yisrael. And it says that this will be L'ratzon Lifnei Hashem. Now, when it says that Aaron can carry an avon that otherwise would have hassled a korah, he carries that and the male of the tzitz will be murata. Which avon is the tzitz murata? The eze avon, who knows say. Is it the avon pigul? Now over here, the avon pigul means specifically not the normal avon pigul, which would mean a makshevet chutz lezmano. In this case, it means chutz lemikomo. And that's because we talked earlier about the confusing lishonot of pigul, that we have makshevet with lezmano as the classical, because that's the only place where there's a hiyuvarit. And we also have a makshevet chutz lemikomo. Again, both of these are violations of mechita in thought. Nothing actually happened. All that happened is that the Kohen thought in one of the Arba Avodot that we were talking about all along, either in Zvachim or in Menoh, that he's going to do something that involves Achila, either Achilat Adam or Achilat Mizayat Matir, he's already Chutz Limikom. That passes the carbon, but eating that carbon is an Israelah, not an Israel. Or Chutz Zmano, which is not only does it pass the carbon, but it makes it now an Israel. So normally, we use the language either, if we say Sam Pigo, we mean either Chutz Zmano or Chutz Limikom. If we say Bakshev is Pigal and Hutzlumikom, well then Pigal obviously means Hutzlumikom. But there's another circumstance where we have to be medayik in the law, and that is when we talk about Pigal in the context of Notar. Now normally Notar means nothing to do with Makrava. Notar means actuality of something that was left over that went Hutzlumikom. Not that anybody thought about Hutzlumikom, it is Hutzlumikom. So we have now, let's say, leftovers of a carbon shlamim on the third day. Or we have now Dam after Shkiat HaChama. Whatever the case would be, Notar, we could call that notar. But here, where we're talking about the question of hassling a carbon, obviously notar can never passel a carbon because it only becomes notar after the carbon is already maratz. So wherever notar occurs in the context of tzul, it can only mean a makshevet notar, which means that it's the way of referring in shorthand to pigel chutz lezmana, in which case any reference to pigel in such a context is the pigel chutz lemekayma. So it reverses itself. If you just keep in mind the klalim, you won't get confused. So here the Braita says like this in the Torah Kohani. Im avon pigul harekvar ne'amar. Now Rashi's girsa puts this the other way. So harekvar ne'amar lo yechashev. Here we have. So it's the avon pigul harekvar ne'amar lo yeratzeh. Im avon notar, hareu ne'amar lo yechashev. And this is based on a diuk in which of the two parshias is more chashev. Tell me the din of it's not being marat. But it's not, we'll talk about it later on. Here it really doesn't matter if it's one or the other. The bottom line is, an avon pigul or avon notar, meaning an avon of makshevet chut limikomo or makshevet chut lezmano, will not be marat. So don't try to tell me that nasa aaron et avon akarashim is referring to the very case where the Torah says it's not going to be marat. So that can't be what it means. Okay, so what's left? Ha'eno nose ela avon tum'ah. All that's left is for us to understand that in an event where a carbon would have been nifsa because of tuma, Aaron will be maratza on that, and the coin isn't nifsa, and the carbon isn't nifsa through tuma, and that's very reasonable, by the way. Shurutra miklala bitzibur, because after all, we're going to look for something that is least chomer. What is least chomer in terms of the avonot hakodashim is the one thing which has places where it's not even usher, and that it would be only tuma, because let's say if you have tuma where the tzibur was tamei b'meit, it couldn't bring a pesach rishon. They bring a Pesach Rishon, even though it's Betuma. So where Yechidim would need to bring a Pesach Sheni, Yitzibur brings a Pesach Rishon. And it therefore makes sense. The same way the Torah was Mekel when it came to the Dinim of Tuma, Uchra, Nitcha, Betibur. Same way the Torah was Mekel when it came to the Halach of the Titz being Maratza in such cases of Tuma. Now, I ask you, what Tuma are we referring to? By Tuma. I mean, are we talking about too much sheret? How could it be talking about too much sheret? Where exactly was the Torah matir too much sheret? I mean, certainly it can't be referring to a case of Tumat Sheretz where we shechted a Karban Pesach for people who were Tamei Sheretz, and now we're going to need for the Tzitz, I mean, we're going to say that the Torah allows you for the whole Tzibur to bring a Karban Tumat Sheretz. Why would the Torah do that? The rule is that in any case where the Yotki can be Mishaleh Karban Adav, and therefore doesn't require Pesach Sheni, we're not going to be Deicha Tumah. The only, as we said earlier, if there's no Eitzah, because now you're going to need to do a Pesach Sheni, and there it says that it was Anashim v'lo Tzibur, Shayu Tmeim l'Nefesh Adam. So a Tzibur that's Tmeim l'Nefesh Adam doesn't have to worry. Only Anashim that are Tmeim l'Nefesh Adam need a Pesach Sheni. But there's certainly no problem of a Tzibur where everybody is Hamei B'tumat Sheret. So let everybody send their carbon to the Beit HaMikdash and eat it tonight. Pesach Rishon. What do I need? There's no dechia. Why should I need a dechia for at all in such a case? So that can't be the case. Okay. So then, what's it referring to? Ela tumat me? Then it can only be referring to tumat me, right? Now, what is the case? Who was nitma? So we're saying, therefore, v'lav kagon shenitmu ba'alim b'meit. Okay. So what do you see from there? Exactly what the Ziknei Dorim said. The Ziknei Dorim said that if the ba'alim were nitmu b'meit, that the tzitz will be meratzeh. That's what he said. Alma nitmu ba'alim b'meit mishalchin korbanotehem. So you see from here that you can be shaleach a korban that is nitma b'meit. Because otherwise, what ritzoi tzitz are we talking about? And if that's the case, then what we were assuming was the pshat. That no, actually, you cannot b'shum poni v'eifen be yotze if you're tabe made to be mishaleach korban, because then you're not going to be able to eat it. I thought that that's ma'akev. No, says the Ziknei Dorim. That's not ma'akev. Says Rami Bar Choma. No, of course it's ma'akev. What we're talking about over here, in the previous Mishnah, was assuming all along that it would be ma'akev. We were talking about the Tumat HaBa'alim. Not like the Ziknei Dorim who claimed we're talking about the Tumah of the Kohen. And here we see that actually it would be nosei, the ovein of those who are unable to eat, and nonetheless it would be okay. So that's what you got to say. Tumas Ba'alim, and it says Mishalchim, says the Gemara. The way that Rami Bar Choma will understand this is how many Mishalchim. So let's finish the move. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the case of a Nazir? No, we can't be talking about a Nazir because he didn't have his Naziris yet. What are we going to say? That his Karban Nazir will be Yotze. It will be Yotze when? He didn't keep his Naziris. If it's talking about over here that he was Tamei, so then he was Soteris Naziru. It means he has to start counting over again. That's the whole parsha in the Torah. V'chiyamut meit alav amar achmana, and then only after he recounts his Naziris can he bring his Karban. So you're telling me, but the tzitz is Maratz, it's okay the first time around. Okay. There's no Naziris the first time around. Ela, it's got to be talking about Lo'ose Pesach. So you see from here very clearly that you can, in fact, be Mishaleach, a carbon for an Ose Pesach. Says the Gemara. No, actually, it could be referring to Tumas Sheret. And, well, you're saying, how could it be Tumas Sheret? It says that it's Nitche B'tibur. Tumas Sheret is not Nitche B'tibur. That's the way we proved was referring to Tumas Eid. Maybe what it means is Shame Tum'ah Be'olam. Not that this particular case is Kal because it's Nitche B'tibur. But since Tum'ah is a type of Isser that is Nitche B'tumah, so Memela will apply the din to a case where there's Tumat Me, and we'll say that in fact the Tumat Sheret, because we're Tumat Me, and we'll say that in fact if somebody is Mishaleach Korbanot Tav, then the Tzitz will be Miratzeh. That's how we'll have to learn it. So that we're learning it very general Kula. So that really is not so terrible, because remember, we were medayik now in the Teras Kayani. What does the pasuk mean when it says "V'nasa Aharon et Avon HaKadosh"? We ran out of possibility. We didn't. It said can't be referring to Pigul, can't be referring to Nazir. So what the heck is it referring to? Well, the only thing that's left is Huma. The comment in the Teras Kayanim was an extra judicial comment. Gee, that makes sense because after all, Tuma anyway is Nitcha B'Tzibur. Does that mean necessarily that the case that it's going to be Meratz on is Nitcha B'Tzibur? No. It means which Isser do you think the Torah would be more likely complaint to be made. Well, we just proved it's the only one that's available. And now I can explain to you why. In general, we find that the Torah has lower standards for the Isser of Tumah. Not this particular Tumah. But that, in a sense, is a logistical problem. Not this particular Tumah, because Lamaisa, why would we? You can always be Meshaleach your carbon, even if you're Rov HaTzibur. Just be Meshaleach your carbon, so you won't be Doichet. But Lamaisa, where you can't be Doichet, so we're talking about in a case, let's say, where it would be Tumat made, so then, fine, the Torah is Mekel. Therefore, when it comes to Etameh Sheretz, the Torah was Mekel. So then that would be then the way that we'd have to learn it. And as I say, it's not so terrible to learn it that way. We don't have to ask. Eicha Ishtarid. Tuma was Ishtari Betzibur. And that's the only issue that we have to say. Okay, so we're left with the Amida of the Baya of Rami Bar Chama. We never had a Raya against him anyway. It's talking about Tuma Sheretz. And therefore, the Tzitz is Maratza if somebody was Sholeach Korbanotav as a Tomei Sheretz. In other words, here we're assuming, in this interpretation, that we need retweeting. And it's only because the tzitz is marat on him. Now that's not so pashas, we're going to see in a moment. But this is how we're assuming Alibet of Rami Bar Chama. The Ika the Dai, Umaytehachi, now there are some who medayik the psukim now, not against Rami Bar Chama, but in favor of Rami Bar Chama, and against Ziknei Daron. And this is the way they take the bright and the taratani, as follows. Okay, it says over here, the tzitz is maratze avon hakodashim. Avon hakodashim is only avon hakodashim. But avon hamagdishim, look. If it were the avon of the people, tumat haguf, that's not included. It's only where there's a problem with the basar, with the dam. But never says that there's a tikkun of the tzitz for the kohen or the baal, the baalim himself, who is tamei. Okay, now, when we say this, what tuma are we referring to of avon hakodashim and not avon hamagdishim? So my tuma, ilema tumat sheretz. And now what are you going to say? That what? It must be that it's coming to be mater tumat sheretz, because tumat sheretz, after all, is ishtere betzibur, and we're going to try, this is the way that we're going to say the libet ziknei dora. The baalim, now in this version, it's very important to note, in this version we're assuming that you do not need retzitz to be mishalei your carbon. So in other words, the Ziknei Dorim are saying, look, to send the carbon in, what do I need to retrieve a tzitz? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm going to be roy to eat at night. So therefore, it's going to be nishkat v'chatila on people that are ruyin. There's no problem at all of the individual over here. And therefore, only, there's no heter for tumat aguf, it's only for the tumat adam, let's say, okay? So therefore, we're talking about over here, that the dam was nitma b'sheret, let's say. So then, we're saying, and that makes sense because the tuma is utra betzibur. The tuma of sheretz is utra betzibur. Where is the tuma utra betzibur? Same approach that we had earlier. El alav, it's got to be talking about tumat meit, and nonetheless it's saying avona kodashim in avona magdishim lo. Now what does that mean? Avona magdishim lo. The kohen who is tamei, the tzitz will not be maratze. But that's exactly the opposite of what the Ziknei Dorim said. The Ziknei Dorim says that even though a kohen is not supposed to be Ovid in a yachid, but if he's a tamei mate, the din of chilol that we said before, that din we only know applies to sheretz. How would we know that it applies to a kohen as a tamei mate? And here the pasuk is saying, you should never think that there's any ritzui in a carbon that is being brought betumas mates. Oh yes, of course there is, but that's only for the dam, not for the kohen. Magdishim, no. See, if the kohen is tamei mate, then the tzitz is not maratzeh. Where is the tzitz maratzeh? If something happens to the kodashim. Because that tuma, it would be mutter betzibur. Tumas meis, of course. Nu, how do you get a better reading of anti-Ziknei Dorim? That's exactly what it's saying. We see that they were being medayik and the pasuk, not like the Ziknei Dorim. And that the tzitz cannot be maratzeh for a kohen who brought for a yochid betumat amen. That's what we have to say. Again, the way that we'll answer. But this again is based on an assumption that ritzui tzitz is not an issue bichlal for someone who's mishaleach chavanot. Therefore, we're talking over here entirely in terms of the kohen who's being maratzeh, as opposed to the way, the approach, this is how Rashi understands the sugya. And approach to the way that we learned earlier, that when you're using the reeds and tzitzis, it's an indication of whether you're being Meshaleach Rabbeinu Tam.
So then the whole question was whether it's
him. And therefore, can you be Meshaleach Rabbeinu Tam? That's a Zikne Dora. That if you were Meshaleach Rabbeinu Tam, so then it would be kosher because the tzitzis would be Merad. That's what we were thinking. So Avon Kadashim in Avon Magdishim Lo, and then it's a Raya that a Kohen is a Tavei Nes, cannot be Merad for Yachid Afilu B'Yavad. No, says the Gemara here, the same answer we said before when we were Madaik against Rami Bar Chama. What's your proof that we're talking about Tumas Meit? The fact that it says Shuhutra B'Tzibor. Who said it's talking about Tumat Meit? It's talking about Tumat Sheret. And since Shame Tuma is Kal, so Shame Tuma V'Yailah is the comment of the Braita, what better thing is there to be Matir than the thing that the Torah consistently is making on? Not in all cases, obviously, but in some cases. Continues on the next case, in the mission of Yoshe. How do we know that Yoshe passels the Avod? Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Kra, remarkable Pasuk, Ki Bo Bachar, Hashem Elokecha Mikosh Vatecha La'amod L'Sharet. That La'amod L'Sharet comes to tell me that Bo Bachar was only for La'amod L'Sharet. How about if he's not standing and I never chose him? So I didn't choose him, then he's a czar. A czar is not kosher for Aveda. Same thing that we did by Mechusar Begadim. Ein Begdeyam Aleyem V'ayta Kunatam Aleyem L'chok Olam Ein Kunatam Aleyem. He's not standing, he was never Nifchar. The fact that he was born of Aaron doesn't make him Nifchar L'avod L'sharet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be Baruchar. So let's see, where was he Baruchar B'Kayani? Ma'bocher B'zaroj Aaron. Where was he Baruchar B'Kayani? La'amod L'sharet. So if this guy is sitting, he's not included in the Bechir of Aaron. He's a czar. Amazing. Beautiful person. So I only chose B'nei Aaron L'amida V'lo L'yeshiva. Tana Rabbanan. La'amod L'sharet. This is only a mitzvah. So it's only L'chatchila. Now, when the Torah adds the additional pasuk that where it says, V'sheret v'shem Hashem Elokav k'kol echav ha'leviyim ha'omdim misham. Why does it have to stress again, ha'omdim sham? There, shana alav hakatuv la'akev. That over there, it's repeating the pasuk to tell me that he is ma'akev. In other words, only now, in retrospect, we could see that it means literally that he would be possible. Yes, the Gemara, if that's the case, Amarle, Ravel, Rav Nachman. So now you're telling me that a Yoshev is in a Vazar, and therefore is Mochel Aveda. If that's the case, Ema Mazar Bamita, if Yoshev Bamita. So how come we never speak about a Yoshev being Chayev Mita? If a Zar is Chayev Mita, Bidei Shamayim, for doing the Avodah, why is it Alama Tanya, Aval, Arel, Onein, Yoshev, even though they passel the Avodah, Einan Bimita, there's no Chayev of Mita, it's only an Iser, Ela B'Azarah, there's an Iser to do the Avodah, but there's not a Chayev of Mita to do the Avodah. And here you're telling me that Be'etzim, there was no Bechira. If there's no Bechira, then they remain Zarim. So why is there any difference? Says the Gemara, it's a Gzerat HaKatuv. Mishodavi mechusar v'gadim. V'shalor rachutz yadayim v'raglayim. Remember that over there it says, Bivoam elom ha'ayid, v'lo yamutu. And therefore, and those were all compared to each other with chukah. So that means that all of those cases that are specified, lo yamud. Why do you need to specify to tell me that not every type of czar, so to speak, is chayav mita? Where it's defined as chayav mita, such as mechusar begadim, or lo rochot yadayim v'raglayim, v'lo yamud. But any other case where I do not tell you that this is a case of mita, then despite the fact that he is a czar, he's only a semi-czar. He's a czar, legabe, the dinim of Tzul Aveda, and that's all. But not to be totally rejected in terms of the chiyuv of mita, and because it becomes not shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad, v'chol shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad, ein melamdin. So since it stresses now the idea of ein kunatam aleihem, that they become czarim, and so on, there, not Megabe, any other case, not Kiev of Mina.
What are some telling us?
That there's Velo Yomud. So that, therefore, I understand, just like every time we have to remember Bain Ge'echad, that what the Torah is saying is, I am not giving you a template that you can apply all over when something is similar to this. If I tell you specifically, then I tell you, because otherwise, why would I have to tell you twice? twice. If I tell you Zar is Chayav Mita, so you automatically know that anything that's Doyme Lazar is Chayav Mita. Well, why do we talk about it anymore? Must be because I don't want you to use it as a complete template. It's a partial template. So where it's Dinim of Zarut Lagabe Tzul Avoda, yes. But a Dinim of Tzul that it also includes a Chayav Mita, then not. And what about according to the Mandi Omar, Shnek Tuvim Abayim Ke'achad Melamdim? And we don't say that it's a Raya from two places, that there can't be a third place. Ah, but remember, we also have Shidui Yain, where it also says, I mean, that was the whole din of Lo Yamuta, Yain Vishik Altesh, and over there's Lo Yamuta. That was the example of Yamuta by the death of Bnei Aaron. So that means now we have three different cases where we're going to have Mitat Verush. And therefore, Havei Katuv Shlishi, V'Shlosha, we have Shlosha Ktuvim Abayim Ke'achad, everybody is Modeh, that Ein Melamtim. This is Rebbanea Ezra, a brief review. No, he wants a brief review of the issues that were raised today. We started off with the machloket between the Zignei Doron and Lamais. I mean, we didn't get into it here, but it's a machloket in the way that the Mishnah really implies in the Sefer Chaim. Legabe, two interrelated dinim, which is, what would be the din if a Tamei maid was Mishaleach Kovenot Av to the Beit HaMikdash, where he doesn't come in, the Kovenot check for him, and now the question is, does he have to bring a Pesach Sheni or not? Now, obviously, he cannot eat the carbon pest because he's still a tamei mate. So that's one issue. Is there a halacha that a man is not ma'akev if he doesn't eat, or is achila actually ma'akev in the same way that shalolim and nuyav is ma'akev? And that was based on whether we're makish, ish lefi achlo, tachosu is a din in minyan, and tachosu alaseh means lefi achlo, that means that there is makish. The fact that in the same way that it says twice a din, of Shchitas HaPesach Shalolam and Nuyav, and therefore it's awful, even B'diyarad, are we makish the din of Lefi Achlo to that, and say that even shechting on someone who is unable to eat, that not eating is also going to pass the carbon.
One version of Olam and Nuyav?
No. Let us assume that there's no other. We'll get into a carbon bed. Fine. Now, based on that issue, in a very indirect way, came about the question of how to deal with the Kal Vachomer that we were learning, according to Zignei Doron, which enabled the Zignei Doron to claim that a Kohen who is a Tamei mate is certainly going to be able to b'diavad be merateh, even though he's a Tamei mate on a Yachid, based on the fact that he can be merateh b'tzibur. And it was only a Tamei Sheretz that v'yenazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalu would apply. How those two were interrelated, I'm not going to go into here. That was yesterday's. But these were two interrelated. Fine. Now, today we had a question that has profound implications for that halach. Namely, what is the relationship of Ritui Hati to the Aveda of the Korban Pesach particularly? And we have a specific issue by the Korban Pesach, because by the Korban Pesach, as we know, that's the only place where we need to define the status of the Baalim as part of the Hekshar Korban. Normally, we don't care about the status of the Baalim. So normally, we would have said, there's two issues that need to be determined in what it is that Aaron HaKohen is doing when he wears the din. One is, can the tzitz help something where the korban would have been nifsal because of tumah? Not the tumah in the guy who's doing the aveda, the tumah in the dam of the korban itself. Now the Torah says specifically avod hakodashim. Avod hakodashim means not the people that are working, not the magdishim, not the humans. The avod hakodashim, which means the actual things that you're bringing. So initially we explored various possibilities. The tzitz being maratza, we weren't sure what it's maratza. We ended up proving it's maratza on tumah. Now the question is, that tumah, could it be the tumah of the Baalim, the tumah of the Kohanim, or the tumah of the actual carbon itself? How we understand those issues obviously will reflect on A, whether you need retzitzit, B, if you need the retzitzit, do you have the retzitzit? And those issues were the way that the Gemara was ending up trying to bring riots. I can't tell you what we end up because each way we were taken. But one thing, the things that we do know as givens at the end of the sugya are quite simple. The tzitz is not meratz on anything but an avayim tuma. Possibly the avayim tuma of sheretz even. Possibly only the avayim tuma of tumat mate, depending on how we learn it. also on the special din of Tumata Tahom, even where that affects the person who's doing the Aveda, the Kohen who would be doing the Aveda. Possibly the Kohen doing the Aveda, according to the Ziknei Doraim, in a case of Tumat Mate, and perhaps in cases where the Bialim is Tame, you wouldn't need a Ritzvah. Again, those are possibilities. But the givens are clear. The givens are, we know that it's Meratza on the Tumah of the Korban itself. That's a given. We also know that Tumat HaTahom will not fossil in the case where a Kohen is Tame, the Tumah's mate. We also left up the question of whether Tumat HaTahom will also be Meratza where the Kohen was Tame B'Sheret, the Tumat HaTahom. Another given is that there's no such thing as Tumat HaTahom on Tumat Zivas of the Kohen. So we have a lot of issues that were left open, a lot of issues that were clear. But we're left with a machlokas between the Ziknei Doraim and Rami Bar Chama, Reish Lakish, indicate whether actually based on the Mishnah in Tzachim about what the din is Lagabe a Yachid, who is Tamei B'Tumat Mate, and who therefore won't help to send his Karbanot tonight. Now obviously, a Yachid who is a Tamei Mate, on the last day of his Tumat Mate, who already went through the Tahira of Hazar Shlishi Mishvi, that person tonight is the equivalent of a Tamei Sheret. That's not what we're talking about. Remember, we have to distinguish between Tumat Mate B'Shvi Shalo, who is the equivalent of a Tamei Sheret, because tonight he would be Tahor to be able to eat. Okay? That's a whole sugya in Tzachim. What exactly was the complaint of those who said that it's not fair and Loma Nigara? It's not fundamentally our sugya, except insofar as we need to take into consideration the possibility that that wouldn't be called Tamei Mate at all. That would be called the equivalent of Tamei Sheret. It shouldn't be Nid. Okay? That's part of the Malok. Let's do now our reading. Meitve. Mipnei she'amru nazir v'yosef pesach hatzitz meratzal tumat dam vein hatzitz meratzal tumat haguf. Now, I ask you, b'mai, yilema b'tumat sheretz, amr shokhtu b'zorkanot tumat sheretz, and therefore, what are we talking about, ritzoy tzitz? Ela, tumat meit v'katani ein hatzitz meratzal, alma nitmu ba'alim b'meit ein b'shalchim karbonoteh. Lo. But what was he did when Besheretz? And therefore he cannot be Meratza, which is what the Ziknei Doraim always believed. And therefore we can't be talking about Tumat Sheretz. Lo, Lemute Tumat Atahom, Diziva. Veloha de boy Rami Bar Chama, Kohina Marat Sebre, Kamenotehem. Huchulo Tumat Atahom, O lo, Huchulo Tumat Atahom. That's what we're talking about. Tivshat Tumat Atahom, Huchulo, Lachabe Kohin Kai Mina. Well, there's no question about it. Rami Bar Chama, Vadai Polik. I mean, because he's going to understand it's referring to the Tumat Abalim. Not to the Tumata to the Kohen. Toshma, Venasa Aaron et Avon HaKodashim, Reza Avon Unose, Im Avon Pigu, meaning a Machshav of Kutzl Mekomo, Hare Kvar Ne'amar Lo Yechashev, Im Avon Notar, meaning a Machshav of Kutzl Zmano, Hare Kvar Ne'amar Lo Yeratze, Ha'in Unose, Ela Avon Tuma, Shutra Michlala B'tzibur. Now, what is that Tuma? I mean, certainly can't be Tuma Sheretz. Where was Tumah Itru B'tzibur? Echishtre. El, it's gotta be Tumat Mate. Okay, what's it talking about? Gagon, I would assume Shenitma Ba'alim B'mate. And it says over here that that's what the tzitz is Maratza. Alma Nitma U Ba'alim B'mate. Then Mishalchin Korbanoteh. Which Korb? Korban Nozir. How could it be a korban nazir? V'chiyamut meit alav aram rachman. El alav, a korban pesach. L'yolam, it's talking about sheretz. So you'll say, where was it huter? It was huter by tumat meit, but it means shem tumah ba'olam. V'ikid adayik v'maitiyach. Avon HaKadashim, and only Avon HaKadashim, but Avon HaMakdishim, lo, meaning not the ba'alim and not the kohen. Which tumah? Live at tumat sheretz. It's got to be talking about Tumat Mate. And it says, Beferish, it's not Maratza on Avon HaMakdishim. And therefore the Kohen who's a Tovat Meit cannot be Meratzeh. Lo, Be'olam Tumat Sheretz, V'Shem Tumat Be'olam. Yosheh Binolan, Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Akra, La'amod L'Sharet, La'amida B'Chartiv, Lo L'Yeshiva. Tana Rabbana La'amod L'Sharet Mitzvah, Kishua Omer Ha'omdim, Shana L'Avakatuv L'Akev. Omar Rav Rav Nachman, so now you're saying that Yosheh is Kizar, U'mochel Avodah, so then, Ema Mazar Bamita, Av Yosheb Bamita, Alama Tanya Aval, Arel, Onen, Yosheb, Enam Bamita Alabazara? That's because Bechusar Begodim, and Lo Rochut Yadayim Vraglaim, are Shnei Ktuvim Abaim Kechad. Bechor Shnei Ktuvim Abaim Kechad, Enamandi. So therefore, must be, if the Torah wanted it to be Bamita, it would have said so. Ulamandi Amar Melamdim, you have Shtuya Yain, which is Shlishi, and Shlosha the Divrei Akol in Melamdim.